said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready?
Kate
Catcher. Yes. Oh, you just noticed that we've got the guy on the front
yes,
now?
Yes, yeah. He's at the start of the show. Hello, everybody.
Matt today,
I met the voiceover guy.
With that nice voice?
Yeah, and I said to him, I love you. I said, Kate loves you, and he was really like happy about
it. I like his... Hughesy. He doesn't sound too cheesy. You know, a lot of radio guys are like...
No, he was really happy.
Or they do that, try and do that cutesy... You know, I used to do voiceovers for Inside...
Inside football.
A couple of women's
inside rugby league.
Clothing
inside
franchises.
UFC.
Like I did inside sports.
You would have
girl.
Done Katie's, I reckon. Portman's.
I did Portman's. I did Katie's. I think I did Suzanne's.
You would
for
have
a while.
Done some
I did Witchery.
I reckon you would have done some shops that are now defunct because they just weren't cool. And you would have been their spokesperson.
I think so. They're only the ones really. No, but people didn't know it was me. And then the friend I was working for said, can you change your voice from store to store because they don't want the same person in each store.
Yeah, right. Did you put on, bung on one of your accents?
No, but I just do that. You know when girls do voiceovers, it's always
give it
like,
to us now. Real quick, give us how you would do one of them, just as quick as you can. Come on.
When you're looking for your look this summer, look no further than the racks here in Sports Girl.
When you're looking for your look this summer, look no further.
Yeah.
It's a lot of looks.
It's a lot of looks.
Well, I would have rushed out and bought something off the rack at Spurts.
Well, there you go. So that's that sort of always that panting, that, oh, no, I'm so excited. Oh, what's my boyfriend going to do to me tonight? Voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back,
I mean,
Katie,
buy me dinner.
Yeah, I get it. When we come back.
Give me a foot massage.
Actually, today we're going to speak to the person who came second in The Bachelor, not the one that's been on.
Oh. Is
we're
this...
not.
We're not.
We can't speak to them. It's on the rundown.
We can't speak
all right,
to them.
We just took it off the rundown. Why is it on the rundown?
I just had a call. He can't talk.
Why can't he?
All right, we'll talk about that later. We're not going to speak to the person who can't
Holy moly, that's some late breaking news. I mean,
when did that call come through?
That's our highly esteemed producer.
As the opener of the show played.
You didn't think to come in, think I was going to headline that?
Well, your microphone was on.
Well, you can come in.
Anyway.
Hey, can you clip this up for your...
Anything else on any other errors
for
on the
when,
rundown?
You know when you're nominated for Best Producer this year? Just clip this up and package it. Send it off.
No, apart from what that is, and I'm going to ring
that... Because it's unusual.
I'm going to ring that
person.
It's
an unusual entry and that's what you've got to have.
Katie.
To make yourself noticed.
You know what? This wouldn't have happened if I had still got my phone. When we come back...
Something
a
momentous
massive change
has happened.
In my life.
Huge. You do not want to miss what's
and
happened.
I
it's insane.
I think it will speak to
everyone.
A lot of people in Australia.
Right. Absolutely.
Don't go anywhere.
And overseas.
It's coming up. Hughesy and Kate driving you home.
Hughesy and Kate.
You join us on quite the momentous day in the Hughesy and Kate.
Monumental.
Love that. It's momentous and monumental together, showing how big a day it is.
It's huge.
The monumentous
It's monumentous. I love it, Jack.
I meant to do
love it. Of course you did.
So people need to know this. This is certainly anyone who wants to contact me in the future. I yesterday made a decision. Actually, I made it today. But it was made for me yesterday.
Because you went to Tasmania yesterday.
Yeah, did a gig in Hobart, Spiegel Tent, a lot of fun. But I could not find my phone when I left the house. I could not find it. I was looking everywhere. It looked for about half an hour. Thought, I'm going to miss my plane. Do I really need my phone? No, I will go without it. I had to.
Sort of weird because you, more than anyone I know, is almost surgically attached to your phone. So the thought that you would have left it somewhere.
I had
and not
to.
Been able
I couldn't
to find
it. I couldn't find it. So I didn't know where it was.
Toilet.
It wasn't in the toilet, no. Eventually it was found, actually. Eventually it was found... on a chair underneath our kitchen table. At a high chair. We've got children's chairs a little bit higher than the other chairs.
Oh, yes, yes.
And so I just couldn't see it. And I had obviously put it on the chair and then put the chair back under the table and then not...
Unlike you to tidy up, never do that again.
I went before I leave to go away.
Is that the lesson you've learned?
Before I leave to go away, I make a token effort at tidying. So
yes.
Hopefully it's noticed.
And it's funny, while you're at home, you make a token effort at participating
in
family
You know what?
Life.
I'm going to get a lot better at tidying because of something I've decided to do today. I went to Hobart, no phone. You know, I needed to find somewhere. I asked someone. I said, you know where this is, rather than using Google Maps.
Oh, really?
Yes, and a guy on a skateboard walked me to where I needed to be. A lovely man. Absolutely. Showed me where he broke his arm. He had a massive plate in his
really?
Arm.
Oh, really? So you had an interesting exchange with another human.
Talked to a taxi driver who...
What?
Yes, he claimed to
me... Oh, there's no need for that.
He said to me that... that Uber are three times expensive as taxis. So that was
always
his claim.
Always a surge.
So, and he
Do
said,
you know
he
being
said
a taxi
off-peak.
Driver?
He said off-peak they're more expensive. That was his
Really?
That was his claim. I didn't dispute it.
A taxi driver once upon a time would have been a very social job. And now I think it would be one of the loneliest jobs because everyone hops in and they're
straight on
the phone.
Yeah. You know what? I looked around. I saw the scenery around me. You know what? Last night I went to bed, no phone. I turned the TV on and watched The 40-Year-Old Virgin on one of the TV channels.
Did you?
Yes. I didn't watch it all, but watched quite a bit of it.
And your wife's called. She said she saw that last night. She thought it was a doco about you.
No, I'm 47. And certainly.
Come on, Jack.
Oh, sorry.
Were you holding out on me?
Well.
But you know what? I went to sleep at 10:30 at night, which is unusual for me.
What time would you normally go?
I'd still be scrolling through my phone till midnight, if not later, 12:30. Mm. It's depressing. Mm. You know, this morning.
What are you looking at?
Instagram, Twitter.
The traditionals.
Just crap, you know. Yep. So this morning I woke up and I didn't look on my phone first thing.
Or you didn't have it with you.
I didn't have it with me. But you know what? But I actually enjoyed the waking up process without going straight to my stupid phone.
So then you made
I've made a decision.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah, drum roll. No more phone for me. I'm off it. I'm off the grid.
What?
Yes. I'm off the grid. I'm done.
But how can you be done?
I've got an Apple Watch, which is...
Oh.
No, I can use that for text messages or to make phone calls
How do you send text messages on it? It's tiny.
Are
you clashing at the tiny little buttons?
You use your dictation.
With your giant Gulliver-like fingers?
You use your voice. You dictate into the phone. You dictate and it writes it for you.
Do you?
Yes, and I got my headphones so I can make phone calls with my Apple Watch. So that's all I need, Katie. And you know what? I've got a laptop. When I need to see emails, I'll go to my laptop. So I'm not all day.
So you carry your laptop around with you?
No, not everywhere. Only when I need it. I'm not going to be a slave.
I love your resolve. I just don't know that it's sustainable.
I've already had a really good day. I'm really enjoying it.
And you know what? We haven't really enjoyed it that much.
Well, you will get used to
it. We've got a little bit of you, for instance, in our office before when you were trying to take a phone call on your Apple Watch or possibly when you were trying to check some emails on your computer. I don't know what you were trying to do, but this is how it played out. It wasn't very relaxing for anyone.
No, it should come through my headphones. Hello. I'm going to ring you back. I want it to come through my headphones. It's bullshit. I don't get back on that.
Swearing.
I might have had a teething issue there because my headphones had run out of power. But I'll make sure they're completely charged. And I put it to Australia right now.
You've got a lot of technology that you're needing to replace.
Have a listen to Georgie Gardner. I didn't even know about this. She's on the Today Show this morning. Have a listen to what she said about her phone.
I often feel trapped. I mean, I'd love to do away with it, but the reality is you can't. It's become like a lifeline, hasn't it?
You can, Georgie. We're giving them up.
Well, I'll tell you who should be giving it up.
Stefanovic's
brother.
We'll get to that later.
The scammed.
Yeah, we've got recorded some audio. We've got that.
We've got the audio.
We'll play that later.
We've got the audio.
I know, we're going to play that later, but
don't tell the lawyers.
13, 10, 60.
Is it possible? Have you given up your phone? Is there a tribe of people out there? Like, I call them a tribe of people. I call them pioneers who have gone, I am going back to the old ways. Is there people out there?
What's that buzzing?
Are they going to be able to call?
Is that your app?
If they don't have their phone?
I haven't got a phone. Yeah.
I just thought about that.
So you're never going to have a phone with you? How will you make phone calls?
No, I can make them on a landline.
Well, there's lots of people calling. So
let's find out.
We do want to know if it's possible. 13, 10, 60. Can you live without your phone?
Kitty and Kate.
Taking your calls. 13, 10, 60. Who's without a phone? I couldn't live
without my phone. Katie, it's at the point where I just can't. If I'm holding it.
She said that 12 years ago, by the way. Yeah, right. And it's only got more since then.
I can't. If I'm holding it, I have to look at it like basically every.
He's talking about his phone, people, in case you've just tuned in and you're alarmed.
I'm talking about my phone. I have to look at it like the whole time.
Yes, I know.
What's so embarrassing is when someone texts you and you're like, you decide you have to wait. I better wait 30 seconds before I reply. Are they going to think I've just got my head on my phone? So I wait. Oh, well, now it's reasonable. It's pathetic. I'm over it. I'm done. You know what I'm like when
you
I'm done.
You know, yeah, you're very good at giving things up.
All right.
But so we've put out the call. Who's done this? Who's gone? You know, maybe they're going to go old school flippity flip phone.
We start with Brendan.
Landline. I don't know what people are going to do. Can they give it up?
Brendan, what happened to you this weekend?
Well, it was a couple of months ago. We were ready to go away for the weekend. Drove about half an hour away from home. Oh, forgot the phone. Oh, we better go back and get it. No, we'll be right. We'll live without it. It was a bit of a struggle for the first couple of hours, but I tell you what, it was the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, right. So you exactly. ended up, was it a weekend? You were without
it? Was a weekend away, yeah.
And who were you with, Brendan?
Oh, with my other half.
Yeah, but she had hers, but you didn't have yours.
She had hers, yeah, and I didn't. In the end, I didn't really need it.
I know, but how much isn't that first thing? I better go back and get it. What if I had a weekend without my stupid phone?
Well, you know what's very interesting? Ugh. What do we think is going to happen that wouldn't have happened? How long have we had phones?
FOMO it is.
15, 20 years?
We think we're going to miss out on life, but we're actually seeing life rather than missing out on
it. I mean,
it's
not that good, but it is good to see it, isn't it?
Chloe, what's your story?
I went away with my family and we went away for 2 weeks and Dad took everyone's phone off them and we weren't allowed them.
Best or worst holiday?
It was actually pretty good.
Can you turn your radio down, Chloe? Hey, Chloe, were you very shady at him when he first took it off you? You would have been dark.
Oh, I was single at the time, so I was pretty okay with it.
All right, I thought as a single person you might be keener on your phone because you're looking for people to like your Instagram photos or, you know, DM you their undying love.
No, it was better without it because you didn't have to stress.
All right.
Sure, fair enough.
But so now, Chloe, so you did that on holidays with your fam, but what about now? You're back to the addiction?
Not really because while I'm at work and stuff, I'm not on my phone, and then when I get home, I'm with my partner, so I'm not really on my phone.
You're not a phone addict, and I appreciate that, Chloe. I wish I was like
you.
Crystal, what happened to you?
So I was away for Christmas holidays, and I'd updated my phone, and it didn't turn back on. We were up in New South Wales, so we were about an 8-hour drive. So I was away for about a week and a half with the family, and no phone. I was very, I had to have my phone beside
course,
me. It was
like everyone. Yeah.
And then I got back and I was very tight on money. So I was like, you know what? I can go without. So I did. I ended up going maybe 4.5 months without a phone.
Really?
Got a new job. So then I was like, well, you kind of got to call the house phone or get through me through Facebook. And I ended up getting a tablet off my brother. And put in a SIM in that, so I still had no
actual phone. So you weren't carrying a phone around with you. And was it a good 4 or 5 months?
It was a decent 4 or 5 months. With I was still getting a bit of anxiety, oh my god, what happened?
Yeah, right.
And then eventually, 6 months down the track, I dove in and then went out and bought a new phone.
So are you happier now or then when you didn't have it? What do you reckon?
I reckon when I didn't have my phone, I had that less responsibility. My parents knew where I was.
So you were happier then or now? I need a definitive answer from you, Crystal.
He's on the cusp.
I think without a phone, I would definitely do it again.
So you're happier without a phone. We're going to leave you there because right. I want a definitive answer. I don't want any grey areas. But Deb, probably you should finish with Deb because Deb.
Hello, Deb.
You've got a phone, but what sort of phone do you have?
I just got a flip phone, just calls and texts. It's probably about 10 years old. I've never had any sort of smartphone or anything like that. Don't need it, and I often even don't take it with me. And, hey, I'm still in life and, not missing out on anything, basically.
No, I agree that but you've never had it, though, have you? So you don't know what you're missing out on.
Yeah, but even though you know what it is and you'd love to miss out on it.
Yeah, I'm going to miss out on it.
Yes. Although I take your point. Deb's slightly people who go, I don't watch television, it's full of rubbish. I'm like, well, how do you know? You don't watch television.
Yeah, or someone who's never been to business class, who's in economy going, I'm happy in economy, but you've never been to business class, so you don't really know. It's not really the same. Business class is better, though, generally, but it's more expensive as well. So.
Susie and Kate. Good
afternoon. All right, this is very exciting. And also making me a little bit nervous. So for probably since the weekend, we've been reading about a conversation that was secretly taped between Peter Stefanovic, who's Carl Stefanovic's brother.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the Channel 9 mafia, aren't they? There's two Stefanovics and Sylvie Jeffries, who's married to Peter Stefanovic,
yes.
who's also on the Today Show.
Absolutely. Great
people. I mean,
people.
They rule Channel 9.
They're great people, and they've had their privacy violated, basically. So what's your issue?
Well,
there?
Yes, they have, because apparently they had a conversation that was secretly recorded. Well, I don't need to say apparently. Peter Stefanovic put in a phone call that was to his brother where he discussed many things apparently, and it was secretly recorded by their driver.
So why are you talking about now?
We've got the tape.
I don't know if we should play it.
Well, maybe we'll play the song. We'll check.
We'll have a discussion. We're having a discussion. We're going to go to a song. We'll have a discussion whether we play this tape or not.
Too late to have the discussion.
No, personal friend. Seriously, I'm not happy. I don't think we can play it.
All right, we'll play a song. We'll have a chat about it.
It's just news. Carl will be the first one to play it.
Stay there. Husey and Kate.
Husey and Kate.
It's Husey and Kate driving you home this afternoon. If you're just joining us, we just had to have a bit of a chat during that song.
Yes, we did.
Moral dilemma.
I'm still not happy.
I mean, this is bad news for that veteran Australian entertainment reporter, Peter Ford, who broke the story that there was a taxi driver who had secretly recorded a conversation between Peter Stefanovic and Carl Stefanovic. Apparently, when Peter Stefanovic was a bit merry in the back of his cab.
Have we paid for this?
Paid for it,
the
Sash?
Taxi driver was trying to sell it.
Sash is our producer.
Did we pay or not?
I can't say.
Okay, well.
Documents have been signed.
What?
Really? I mean, this is very
money,
exciting. Anyway.
It's come from our show budget. I could have spent this money on anything.
We wouldn't have that money for our budget on our show.
Well, if we've spent the money, I suppose we'll have to play it.
I mean,
happy about it, though.
We'll have to play it with the lights out because we won't be able to afford the electricity bill after this.
So what is it? What have we got here?
So this is the much-discussed recording that a taxi driver illegally did when he picked up Peter Stefanovic in his cab.
Or did he pick up Carl Stefanovic?
No, he picked up Peter Stefanovic and Peter Stefanovic called Carl.
Did he pick up Peter Stefanovic?
Yes, and he was talking to Carl on speakerphone. All will be clear once you hear the conversation. Hang on a minute.
Did he pick up Carl or Peter?
He picked up Carl. Peter. Peter Stefanovic was in the back of a taxi.
Was he?
Oh, no. Anyway, are you ready?
Well, I don't know how much did we pay for this?
Have a listen.
Hey, Gobba.
Good evening, sir. Where would you like to go this evening?
I want to go to Jamie Packer's joint, buddy.
I'm sorry, sir. I will need an address.
Ah, for goodness sake, mate. Just head to Bondi, the biggest, shiniest joint there.
Okay, sir. Not a problem. Excuse me. Sorry, sir. Very sorry, sir. Are you not the man I see on the TV all the time? And in the papers and everything. You're that guy.
Mate, you gotta keep it on the down low. You never know when the paps are gonna pop up. But yeah, I am. And I'd love to keep chatting, but the bro's on the line. Hey, Petey. She's hot. Yours is hot.
Mate, yours is pretty hot.
Yeah, mine's hot, yeah.
Hashtag killing it.
We done it, haven't we? Yeah. See you later, buddy.
Can't even remember what I called.
Doesn't matter, Petey. Bye-bye.
You idiot.
Someone got it wrong. Either we paid too much or...
Maybe Peter Ford got it wrong.
Yeah, it was definitely Carl in the cab.
It's been reported. Definitely Carl in the cab.
It was Carl in the cab.
It was.
Heard it here first.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, welcome. Good afternoon, Husey and Kate.
It's Thursday, is it not?
It's Thursday.
I'm generally working with the world's vaguest person who happened to come up with some
information. Are you referring to me when you say that?
Yes, you happen to come up with some information to just put a spanner in the works of our brilliant Stefanovic phone call sketch.
Yes.
About who was actually in the car.
I mean, I didn't have to do much research. All I had to do was just look at every article that's been written.
No one knew who was in the car. We all assumed Carl was in the car and Peter rang him.
Why would you assume that when that wasn't the case?
Because Carl's
the big dog. You know what
happens
when you assume.
People just think Carl's the big dog and then the taxi driver, even though Peter's very good, he's less likely to be recognised than Carl is. Because Carl's the big dog. So you'd think Carl must have been in the car when the guy pressed record on his phone.
You know what? You probably should think less. And just follow the cues of the news.
Well, how about you just don't give as much information before we play our brilliant award-winning sketch, which you really cast as...
But then I didn't know what you're about to tell me about now.
Oh, yeah, well, exactly. When we come back, we're talking the Honey Badger, the new Bachelor.
Yes. And I said to you, just after I'd had a go at you for playing the wrong Stefanovic in the phone scam.
You said to me something about...
I said, I don't remember him from Sophie Monk's Bachelorette.
So you're thinking that he was in the final three of Sophie Monk?
I just thought he was in the Bachelorette.
Well, he's not
he
been
wasn't.
In the Bachelorette. We'll come back and we'll explain who he is and we'll talk about our friend who almost became the Bachelor.
We won't say Ash Williams. We won't say his name. Nash. Williams.
Husey and Kate.
Husey and Kate catch up.
So the Bachelor is coming up. First Bachelor in Paradise, Katie, that starts very soon. So once maths finish, people just swap
when
over.
When does that show finish?
Soon, next week.
It feels like it's been endless, doesn't it?
We need it to finish. Anyway, and so that finishes.
And you know what? I've missed enough of it.
Yeah, well, anyway.
That I just can't get on board again because I just think they're all so stupid about each other if they think any of them are going to result in a relationship.
Anyway, it's been a rating smash, no doubt.
Yes.
But that's finishing and then Bachelor in Paradise starts. Can't wait for that. Channel 10 is going to go
We're going to watch Jared, or the stalker as you call him, fall in love with Kira, aren't we?
That starts very soon. But Bachelor has been cast.
And they took their time.
Yeah, our mate, we thought, and you've said his name. No, I don't think you should say
Gash
it again.
Gash Milliams.
Yep. We thought was going to be the Bachelor.
Yes, we did.
He couldn't talk
about
it.
He's an outdoorsy sort of guy.
He didn't say a thing about it. He said nothing. We just assumed he was going to be the Bachelor.
Why wouldn't he be?
Well, he'd be a great Bachelor down the track, no doubt. You've got to get it done in the next 10 years,
But
though.
They've decided, they announced today.
Yeah, well, yes, last night, I believe.
Nick Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger, Nick Cummins. Famous from not only rugby league, and we'll get to that in a minute. No, rugby union, sorry. He played for Australia in rugby union, but...
So he's obviously good at it.
Well, he was good at it. He's retired
now. So he's
now.
A celebrity bachelor.
Yeah, well, he's the Bachelor, Katie. So he also is right now most prominent for his tradie undie ads. So he's been on our TVs for quite a while now in his undies, and it's fair to say he Aussies it up a bit.
Right.
Holy tomorrow, fellas. How good are these tradies? They're a snazzy looking tackle box to house your rod and reel. Tradie underwear keeps you set up intact. Movement? No. Secure? Yes. Flasher than a rat with a gold tooth, and they're easy on the twig and berries. Fair dinkum, you have to be blind as a welder's dog if you can't see that other grunters look like the south end of a northbound wombat.
Twig and berries?
Yeah, that's your
I've never heard
meat
that.
And two veg.
Never heard twig and berries, have you?
Well, I don't think so, but
no.
He made it sound natural.
He's got a nice voice.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's had
why
a...
Why is he the honey badger?
Well, let him explain why he's the honey badger.
Oh.
Honey badger, your nickname. Can you explain why?
Long story short... Basically, there's a documentary on National Geographic, and I watched this thing, and this honey badger was going toe to toe with a male lion, and underdog, obviously, but on his back, clawing away, one two, and then the big fella got his canasters clawed off, and he trotted off around the corner and fell over, and the badger gets back up, and I thought, what an animal!
Yeah, he's a real character. No doubt.
So the honey badger clawed off the twig and two berries.
Just the two berries.
Of the lion. Just the two berries.
The canasters. I don't think you got the...
Never heard that either.
We didn't get the twig as far as
no,
I know.
Oh, but that's why he's the honey badger.
But, you know, he's a great guy. There's no doubt about it. He signed a lucrative contract to play for the Coca-Cola Sparks in the Japanese top league. Did you know that? Mm. No.
Sorry, what?
No. He did that to help support his family.
I just find it a bit narrow to have a sportsman.
Why?
Well, just because if I think about... and maybe it's because I don't know a lot about sports. So when I see sportsmen and their relationships in headlines, it's rarely followed by the words happy and monogamous. Oh. Do you know what I mean? So if I'm thinking about the ideal...
Oh, for God's sake, what do you want, a priest? Priest to be there?
No, but you know what I mean? I just don't think of a sportsman as being... like of thinking that that's the fantasy. I don't know who I think is the fantasy because I think they've all turned out.
Well, you know what I'd like to hear from though? I would think all the bachelors have been great. All of them.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
All of them? Would you like me to name check some and you'll give them your personal seal of approval?
A couple of dodgy ones, but there's more good than bad.
Has there?
I think so, yes, absolutely. Okay. You got
No, you didn't want to name check them.
Maddie was
great. Actually, you're right. And Sam Wood was great.
He was great. And the chiropractor, they're still together. What's his name?
Yeah, the chiropractor.
They are still together.
I know. And
three. There's one baby. They're going to have babies. The chiropractor, he'll have babies.
Yeah, he will too.
And the other one?
What other one?
No, there's a couple of dodgies. A couple of real
dodgies.
What other
one were you thinking of? No, were you thinking of a dodgy or a good one?
No, the dodgy.
You've run out of good ones.
No.
Then there were two dodgers?
One super dodge and then one was just a bit... Dudley. We won't name them.
Oh, no, that one.
Yeah, well, we're not going to
name them. No, we're not.
But you know what I want to hear from? I want to hear from people know this guy.
Yes.
Do the ladies think that Nick Cummins is hot?
Do you know what I think?
What?
Well, he's cute. There's no doubt he's cute. I think fellas are going to be more keen on him than women might be.
Well, he's entertaining. He's got great...
Yeah, men love him.
He's got a great turn of phrase. Give that other one.
All right.
This one.
Sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually, when he got up after scoring that try.
Yeah, I mean,
told me we couldn't say gypsy. Only about this time yesterday when we were listening to Ed Sheeran's song.
Yeah, but when he says it, it's endearing.
Say it again.
Sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually, when he got up after scoring that try.
So that's endearing when he says it.
Right.
When you say it, it's just wrong. So is he hot? Now, what's our number, Jack?
Well, that's not nice.
Oh,
is he hot?
He's the bachelor. We're allowed to ask. What about our mate who missed out?
So Gash.
Gash
Williams.
13, 10, 60. Ladies, what do you think of your new bachelor?
Well, what about boyos?
Yeah, and lads, will you watch
Mr.
it with
Darcy,
our honey badger?
Who works with us, who's a girl.
Yes, her husband, her boyfriend.
Establishing credentials, Mr. Darcy.
Oh, for God's sake.
Darshole.
What did your boyfriend say about him? What did your boyfriend say?
He knew before I did. He was very excited that the honey badger is coming on.
So men love him.
Men love the honey badger.
Yeah, but do they want to be him or do they want to be with him? That's the question.
Why?
Husey and Kate.
13, 10, 60, taking your calls on what you think of the new bachelor.
Yeah, Nick Cummins, he's the honey badger. He was a rugby union player. He got all the way to play for Australia.
He's 30. He's got a very lovely voice.
Now, what you need to know about him, Katie, and this is lovely, actually lovely, is that he worked very hard to support his family, including his two younger siblings who...
He's got a family.
No, not his family. His
parental unit family.
Yes, but he's got two younger siblings who have cystic fibrosis, and so
he supported them. Oh, that's
isn't that
beautiful.
Lovely? Yeah, absolutely.
But there's no.
That's just
there's no ex-wife or anything like that.
No, I don't think there's an ex-wife.
No, I know. Well, we just need to check with the Bachelor these days. It's gotten very murky.
Mm.
All right, so he's a good guy, is what we know.
He's a great guy.
Well, that makes me think he's got family values. That makes me think, okay, despite the fact that he's a very successful sportsman, I might agree to go out with him.
But let's... I don't think...
The honey badger.
I mean, I'm sure he would give you a crack, no doubt.
I don't think he would.
He would. He's that sort of guy.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I've
knocked back the Bachelor, so...
No, but he would. He would go you.
Go
you
that?
In a heartbeat.
Why are you saying that?
He would, because I want you to feel good about yourself.
The thing is, you wanted to find out who'd be mad for a bit of honey badger.
Yeah, are we mad for it? Because I mean, I know it's like the first night of Biggest Loser. I want to see. I want to see the biggest person in Australia walk out.
Remember that series that killed it?
I want to see him come out on
when
a forklift.
When some of them were skinnier than us. And we're like, oh, well, that show's
we
finished.
We can't enjoy our
No,
treats.
When the honey badger comes out,
but we know
will the honey pots come out yeah. is the question.
Now, Ella, what do you say about the honey badger?
I by far think that he is the best bachelor so far.
Do you know him or just on what you know so far?
No, just on what I know. Well, no, I have seen like his...
No, your phone's terrible. We're going to come back to Ella. Sorry, your phone's not great there. Really love you calling us, but...
Oh, that, I think you cut her off a bit. But the phone, was, phone was that bad.
No, nah, was that a bad phone?
Oh.
It was all right. We've had
cut
worse.
It wasn't a good phone.
Wasn't a good phone.
You know what you were like?
She got a point across.
You were like the bachelor in the first episode. When she's like, no rose for you, Ella.
No, I love Ella.
And
but
she
I,
goes, but we haven't established our connection.
I just want to talk to people I can hear properly.
No, that's never going to happen.
Well, remember, I've given my phone up.
You
so
didn't like the, your lack of
Stephanie,
connection.
What do you think about the honey badger?
He is gorgeous.
Oh, hello.
What do you love about him?
Oh, everything. Those ads that he's in, it's just...
The abs.
Where have you seen his abs? Yeah.
Well, he's all over the tradie ads, Katie.
Oh, but Instagram? I'm not looking at those.
He's on Instagram.
All right, I've got to get on him.
All right.
You need to get onto it, yeah.
So
yeah,
you're single,
are
Stephanie?
You single?
No, I'm not.
So would you break up with your boyfriend if you're guaranteed to win the Bachelor's heart? Would you,
that.
Stephanie?
Yeah, probably.
What? All right, good.
Oh, Stephanie.
Oh, she's being honest, and that's all her boyfriend wants. Honesty.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know if that's all he wants.
Danny, what do you say about the honey badger?
Hey, guys. I'm actually the opposite. I saw it on Facebook last night, and I went, what the heck is that?
You're anti the badge.
Yep, 100%. And I'm not the only one. If you look on Facebook, you can see so many chicks saying, what the heck is that?
But he's not. We don't want
he's
him to look...
He's quite cute, though. He's got a cute voice.
Yeah, but we don't want him to...
Yeah, but we all know what cute is, don't we?
Yes. Thank you, Danny.
No.
Spot on. Remind the sisters, Danny. Remind the sisters before we fall for cute and a dirty bird. What? Go on.
She's not talking about. She's just.
Preach.
She's saying cute is ugly but interesting. That's what she's saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been called cute before and I've taken it as a badge of honour. Let's move on, Hannah.
Have you taken it as a honey badger of honour?
Well, what do you say, Hannah?
Definitely hot.
Hot. All right. We're going to move on.
Hannah's muffled.
Everyone's muffled. What's everyone? Is
Ella
tsunami?
Back or is this a different Ella?
Is every...
Hello, Ella.
Hi, I'm back. Hi, Kinsey.
Oh,
okay.
Hello.
Is that better?
That is better.
So, you've just given him another chance to cut you off.
Now, no. I want to get to the point here, Ella. Why do you particularly think that the honey badger is hot?
I just think he's gross. It's his personality.
Yeah, but who does he look like, Ella?
He looks like my boyfriend.
Thank you. And you know that we had another...
My boyfriend is probably a bit better looking, but he doesn't look like him.
We did have a lot of callers to say that...
6 weeks in... Oh, well, it doesn't run that long. It only feels like that. 2 weeks in, we'll think he's so good looking.
It's going to run for 6 weeks. Of course it runs for 6 weeks. They should have it every single night of the week. I'd have it on twice a night.
What about the night that Hughesy, we've got a problem, is on?
Plug me in the middle of it. I'd be on a badger. I'd be on a honey badger sandwich.
I don't think the honey badger's going to plug
he's
you
on
in
top.
The middle of it. I mean, that would really make
him
a complicated
series. Him on top
and
then the bachelorette's underneath and I'll just slide in the middle there, you know? Hi, it's Hughesy. I've got a problem. I'm stuck between the honey badger and women.
Hughesy and Kate. It's Hughesy and Kate for the drive home this afternoon.
Indeed, it is.
It is Thursday.
There's a party going on out there, so I've had to run. So...
What? Did you go out to the party?
I went out to the party to say g'day and I've run back down the hallway. So, yes.
Well, you know what we've got coming up now?
What's that?
The Tingles.
Next.
Yes.
Good.
Tingly Thursday, Tingly where we tell you stories that give you the goosebumps.
Well, I can't wait. Let's
do it. If you've never heard it, you need to remedy that situation next.
Absolutely.
And if you've got any stories for us, 13 10 60. It's Hughesy and Kate.
Say it in a way people will understand.
Sorry about that. If you've got any stories for us, the thing might give us the goosebumps, 13 10 60.
Yeah. Tingly. Oh, do you mean 13?
Yes. Sorry, 13 10 60.
Hughesy and Kate.
Well, the lights have been dimmed. The candles have been lit because it's time for this.
Have you ever heard a story that sends shivers down your spine?
She got told they'd been dead for 40 years.
And they never knew who started that fire.
What is this place?
Tingly Thursday.
Now, close your eyes if you can.
Yes, we've got candles on in the studio.
But if you
and all the blinds are shut, and Hughes's eyes are shut.
Yes.
So essentially the blinds to the windows of his soul are shut.
No, I'm in a dark place.
Your mind. Your
no,
mind.
No, I mean, my eyes are shut, so I'm in a dark.
You're in a dark place.
Yes.
Now, what's going to happen is we're going to talk to Sophie.
She's going to tell us a story.
Hello, Sophie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, now.
Now, you believe you have a story that will give us all a tingle.
Mm.
Yes. We're looking,
and you know what, Sophie, we're open to it. And
yes, we are.
Look, I bring it on. Bring
we're
it on.
We're receptive.
Oh, good.
All right, here we go.
Okay. So last year, me and my friend decided that we wanted to go for a camping trip with my recently got rescue dog.
Great.
And she's like a very chill dog. She had at that point, I'd never heard her bark. And right. She was just very, very chill and didn't really, nothing really fazed her.
What's her name?
Edie.
Did you name her or was she already named?
No, she was already named.
Okay, it's a good name. I like it,
that's
Edie.
A lovely
good
name.
Good name for rescue dog or any dog.
Yeah.
Or a anyway, kid. Good name for a child.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a good name for anyone.
Or a fish. You've got a fish or you call it Edie. No, yeah. So you and your friend and Edie, the rescue dog, went camping.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so we finally found a place and it looked really nice and it was really cheap too. And we got there and it was completely deserted, which... At the time, I was like, oh, that's a bit weird.
So it's a camping ground, was it? Was it like an
area
for
people? Yeah, camping ground.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And anyway, we just kind of checked it out. And that night we kind of, you know, had a fire, did all the camping stuff. And she was just lying next to my leg. And I heard her growl, and which in itself was weird. So that made me jump. Mm. And I looked down at her and all the hackles along her back were up.
Oh, so mine are up now as well. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, instantly I went, okay, well, something's going on. Anyway, she barked, which this is like the second time I'd heard her bark, and that I jumped out of my skin. And I went and got a torch, and I flicked it on, and she was barking at this clump of trees. And, you know, that was weird. I was like, oh, maybe there's a possum or something over there. So I walked over. And she wouldn't go anywhere near it, and she didn't like me going near it either. So I looked around to see if there was a possum or anything there, and there wasn't. Anyway, I went back to the tent, and she stayed in the door for about an hour, you know, growling and wouldn't kind of settle down.
Yes, nerve-wracking. Yeah.
No, she wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the next day we drove away from the place to see a friend who lived around there, and we got talking. She said, oh, well, where are you staying? And I said, oh, you know, just up near Murphy's Creek. And she looked at me as if I was mad. Like, she looked at me in disbelief. And she said, you know, why are you camping there? No one camps there. And I said, oh, why? And she said, well, about 50 years ago, two nurses were murdered around there.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I don't think they ever found who was responsible for it.
Sophie, and I've got them.
Yeah. And I froze and I was like, oh my God. Oh. I'm so glad we had her there.
And you two girls together.
Yeah. And we had her. She's this big black rescue dog.
Yeah.
And
she saved you.
You know, she wouldn't be barking at anything.
No,
that wasn't there.
I think it was fate that brought her to you so that she could be there on that night when you were there 50 years after those two nurses were murdered. 50-year anniversary, probably.
Yeah, well, she wasn't, you know, dogs don't make that stuff up. So there was something there that she was barking at that I couldn't see.
Sophie, I thank you for that tingle.
I've had a good tingle.
Me too.
That's how we do it.
Me too. You know what? The Australian bush is very tingly anyway. If you ever find yourself just in the bush, it just feels so, like, full. Even if it's deserted, it feels like there's stuff going
danger
on.
Danger around every clump.
Yeah, it just feels like...
at any moment.
There's spirits there. Don't you think? You know, and the ghost gum.
All right.
The ghost gum. I mean, think about it, people.
Very...
Well, I love it. But I respect it.
Cusey. And Kate.
It's Hughie and Kate driving you home this afternoon after 6. The lovely Delta Goodrum will be coming in for a chat.
Oh, what a treat.
Love Delta Goodrum. Now, Katie, I was almost embroiled in a Jeff Goldblum Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Richard Wilkins situation. Remember when Richard Wilkins went on the Today Show and said that Jeff Goldblum is dead?
Can we dig up that audio?
Well, it nearly happened to me because I bumped into my great mate Will Anderson.
Yes.
Who said he needs to verify this, but he just
out in the hallway, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, not a long time ago.
No, moments ago. No. He said he needs to verify this, but he'd heard that the great Australian comedian Jim Jeffries had died in a car accident.
Who's based in LA and Malta. Very successful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that he died. And that was the story. Breaking, Australian comic actor Jim Jeffries killed in a car accident in Malta.
And I'd been shown the story as I ran back here. I thought I won't announce it straight away because it's not the right time to announce it.
And our producer, Sasha.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes. And then I went off air after we had our little break and I almost announced it. And
you came in and you said to me, Jim Jeffries has been killed in a car accident.
But that was after the break, not before the break.
I don't know what happened. And then Sasha,
you would have said it straight away. You would have said it straight on air.
Sasha, producer,
she would have. I bet she would have said it.
I knew Stefanovic was being recorded in which car.
Then Sasha, after we'd gone off air, she said it was a joke, didn't she? Did she?
She said it's not true.
And what has he tweeted? What has Jim Jeffries tweeted, Australian comedian?
So he's retweeted the story. Yeah,
about him being killed in Malta.
And he said, I'd like to report that this isn't true. I have no gigs in Malta.
See, he's done a joke.
He's done a little joke.
So he hasn't been killed in Malta or killed
the
in
The only
Malta.
Way he'll die is die laughing.
Is that what he said?
No.
No, he wouldn't. He's a quality comedian.
Yes. Die laughing.
I get it.
Yeah. Don't be just because you've had two missteps during this show. And I must say, people, it is unusual for me to be factually accurate because I do tend to be a little bit vague often.
Now, when we come back, I'm not the only one who has been out of line. National Geographic, that well-respected magazine.
But the Honey Badger was talking about a minute ago.
Was he? Well, they've fallen.
That's how he got his name, the Honey Badger.
Yeah, right. Well, they've fallen on their sword. This is shocking, their admission. We come back.
What is it?
I'll tell you when we come back.
We'll find out soon.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Now, Katie, National Geographic, a world-renowned magazine.
Yes.
Been publishing for 130 years.
Famous for having bare-breasted tribal women on the covers.
Well, I'll get to that in a minute. I'll get to that in a minute because they are doing a mea culpa.
Me guilty.
Yes. Extraordinary. They're admitting.
Latin. Look, you just break into some Latin.
Susan.
Did you learn Latin at your Catholic school?
No, I didn't.
No.
God, no.
How do you know mea culpa?
Didn't do any languages whatsoever.
Not even English.
No, we did English. Susan Goldberg, who is their editor-in-chief, first woman to hold the post.
Oh, no. You know what? If it's a woman, first woman to hold the post, they've got something to apologise for.
She is
said, first woman always gets that job.
To rise above our past, we must acknowledge it. And she has said that over 100 years, they were appallingly racist.
Oh.
In their coverage of the world.
Well, I think 100 years ago the world just was.
Goldberg recalls a 1962 article on South Africa published 2 years after the Sharpeville massacre in which she says National Geographic story barely mentions any problems. Like, this is 1962 South Africa and she doesn't mention any problems.
Oh, so were they doing like a travel log?
Yes, she says.
It's a lovely place to go.
They only showed black people doing exotic dances.
Yeah, right.
It's bizarre to consider what the editors, writers and photographers had consciously not seen.
Yes, in a different time.
Now, well, she is saying it was wrong. For Australia, for instance, back in 1916, they did a story where she said depiction of Aboriginal Australians dismissed them as like the kangaroo and the tree fern, a remnant of bygone days.
They
are appalled. She's appalled by what that magazine used to report on. The magazine that I grew up with, thinking that was okay. I used to go into the library at my school.
Well, I don't think it was all bad.
My Catholic school.
I mean, that's two examples that she's given.
There's many more.
I think it also brought the world to people and a curiosity about the world.
It hurts.
Or is it all terrible?
It hurts to share the appalling stories from the magazine's past. Unlike
I
magazines.
I mean, you would have just looked at it for the boobies.
Well, that's
wouldn't
the thing.
You?
That is the true story. Mm. Me and my friends at my Catholic schools, my male friends, used to go into the library and go specifically
of course.
To National Geographic and open that magazine very quietly.
Sometimes you didn't even have to open it. It was on the cover.
Very quietly.
I mean, I think my father, who is a very conservative Dutchman, I think personally that was why he subscribed to that magazine.
Well, this
he's never really had much interest in the world.
Yeah, this is a direct quote from Susan Goldberg admitting their faults.
About the boobs as well.
That's what she says.
Oh, really?
She also criticises the excess
of
photographs of exotic Pacific Island women.
Really?
That's where she's saying it.
What's that, Jack?
That's Pacific
Island music.
What?
I just thought we'd...
Oh, no, that's a bit National Geographic of 50 years ago, I think, Jack. Okay. I don't think that's...
Stop.
I mean...
Sorry.
Yeah.
But don't blame Jack for that.
I mean, I think you should have a recording of a perhaps a Pacific Islander woman hosting a CHOGM conference.
Which they are, I imagine, doing it these days, and they should have been doing it back then. And I myself, I probably should admit that I shouldn't have been seeking out...
What?
Those... Magazines.
What are you talking about? Are you apologising?
I'm apologising.
To?
I don't know who I'm apologising to.
This is the world though. You just apologise.
I'm apologising. I shouldn't
have
done
it. Do you know
when
we lived in New Guinea?
I shouldn't have opened those magazines.
When I lived in New Guinea when I was little and we lived in the, speaking of National Geographic, and we lived in the highlands for two of those years. So in between, have you ever seen the Mud Men of Goroka? So they have a big, so they... They make these really scary costumes with a big head made out of mud, and they smear their bodies in grey mud. Anyway, the women there, the tribal women, because the pigs are so highly prized, and they'll put pigs' tusks coming out of their like masks and stuff.
The
really
women will
elaborate.
Or the,
no,
men
the men
will.
The men will.
Yep.
But because the pigs are so highly prized. Yep. Often in those villages, the women would breastfeed their pigs, their most prized possession. So one of their breasts was for the pig and one of their breasts was for their children. And when we used to go round to the villages, you could see which one was the breast for the pigs.
Because it was more sucked on?
Yes, absolutely. And on the old Marys, the old ladies, you would sometimes see like one was like nearly down to their waist.
Because the pig had sucked on it so hard.
Well, because can you imagine feeding a pig lad? I mean, it's incredible. The world is an incredible place. Apologies notwithstanding, there was a lot to be interested in for the National Geographic.
So
the
one,
world has
one
changed.
One boob was for the baby and one was for the...
Yes, yes.
Well, that's...
And they'd sleep with the pigs. They're their most prized possession.
I know. I'm not... I'm here to... That's amazing. I don't know what to do
I'm
with
sure if you went back through some back
with
copies
magazines?
Of National Geographic, there'd be photos of that.
I don't think there would be, even they would have thought that's
a bit
be. Much.
Why would they think
I'm
that's
take
a
take a photo of a woman breastfeeding a pig.
What people do. That's just
that's
what
they people
did.
Do.
That's what they
breastfeed pigs.
Yes. See, Nee, what have you apologised for? You're bringing exactly the same sensibility that they had 100 years ago. Into well, someone
sure.
else's different
know.
Life and
I
different
a, I don't
whatever.
Know where. Look, good on them. If that's what they want to do, that's their culture.
What do you think they're going to they're gonna?
Yeah, but you can't do that here, can
buy
you?
A tin of formula.
You can't breastfeed a pig here, can you? You can.
Well, you could.
But you shouldn't.
But
maybe you should. I don't know. If that's your
there's
culture.
There's no need to.
If that's your culture.
There's no need to.
That's what, I'm not here to judge.
You sound a bit
I'm
judgy.
Not judging. I don't know why you brought that pig story up.
Well, you brought up the National Geographic.
Yeah, what's there apologising?
Izzy and Kate catch up.
Oh, geez, if you're just joining us, you missed a lot. We've had some exclusives
clap, clap.
On the show.
Yeah, clap, no clap. Doubt. Kate has clap, kept things clap, hidden clap. For many years. Her
I thought I must have told you that about when we lived in New Guinea.
Her childhood in New Guinea where she...
Papua anyway, New Guinea.
I, out of context, it'd sound too weird to even explain what you told us. So,
well, it's not. You raised it because you were talking about the National Geographic.
But they've apologised for their coverage of world events.
Let's not have
over
the
100
conversation
years.
Of that conversation again.
Now, Katie.
So much to apologise for in the world.
There is. But I tell you what, I'm not going to apologise for. The fact
all
that
the good things?
No, I'm not. No. No. And and one of the good things is Delta.
Yes.
Can I say it now? I'm so nervous. Delta Goodrum.
Yes.
Is going to come in here.
Oh. She's
we
adorable.
Better not play what I did, what that song that I bloody sung, her song. We better not play that to her.
Oh, do you think I'd do that to you?
She will not be happy.
Your cover of her song?
She won't be happy to hear
in
that.
In which you've never sound creepier.
Don't do that to Delta.
Don't
you
do
can't
that
be in
to
the
Husey.
Room. Can't be in the room when she hears me say that stuff about being naked and stuff.
All these things you mean, here it is. Delta's song right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, let's listen.
Think yes. about you.
And imagine you singing it.
It's a great
to
song.
Her.
Looking at her deep in the eyes.
Husey and Kate.
Think About You from Delta Goodrum, available right now. She's joining us in the studio.
And it is hot, Delta. It is hot.
Thank you.
And there must be some slight anxiety, even though you're pretty, well, you seem pretty relaxed. But when you do something that's different, you must have a slight, how's this going to go down?
Yeah, I was curious about this one, definitely, for sure, in the sense that, you know, I've done five albums of my, you know, I mean, this is definitely a part, an area within me as an artist, but like, it was the first time that I actually slept through the day that it was released. Kind of slept like till I'd had sleep.
Oh, really?
And I was really calm because I also knew that it's a new world where it's just taking on its own life. It's totally different.
So you weren't so fussed about the numbers or anything. You were you just put it out there and relax.
Yeah, like, see how it goes, oh,
that's
you know?
Good.
And
that's
so
great.
That's the first time I've definitely been like that. First time. And so I woke up and I was like, oh, people like it.
Good. Yeah.
And my fame was really positive and all of a sudden. And I think that, you know, I was going into this year excited that there was a lot going on. And this was a very organic kind of, let's put out the song before some more madness.
Yeah,
let's
and before you it. Before you second guess things or
yeah, let's not overthink it and just you know.
Yeah, it's sexy. It's a sexy song.
Thanks.
Well, this is how sexy it is, Delta, that it comes under the category of like Selena Gomez's song.
Keep My Hands to Myself.
Yes. It's one of the songs that I believe men can't sing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is like definitely saying, not a dude song that just to sing it for
well,
sure. It's definitely
like
creepier.
You may change your mind after you listen to this.
Okay.
You may change your mind.
I've got this habit and I just can't stop. Ooh. Every time I look at you, your clothes are coming off.
Ooh.
And when we're talking, my mind is somewhere else.
Ooh.
Back at my apartment, you and me and no one else.
Ooh.
I'm having visions. It's like I can see right through.
Ooh.
I've got a feeling.
Well, you've added in the... Oh, okay, what? Was there a chord?
There's a bit.
Let me hear the bit.
Well, I was happy. I was enjoying.
I was enjoying
Delta's response.
You know what I want to do? I'm just going to say it and I don't know how you'll take it. I think about you naked when I'm looking at you.
New inflection.
My imagination got me losing concentration.
And now he's looking at you.
I think about you naked.
I can't look at
when
it.
I'm
it's
looking
the worst.
At you.
Have you done it on stage yet?
You
this
know
song?
What? I have, but I definitely have to say there's definitely, even like when I wrote it and I was playing it to everybody, you know, and they're like, yeah, this is great. I was like, yep, good, yeah. Like, I definitely had no eye contact. It's like one of those
you
songs
can't.
That comes on the dance floor. And if you genuinely with somebody like, hey,
yeah.
That's you. You're like, that's so awkward.
You can't dance.
No.
You can't
stranger.
Be dancing Keep with your uncle at a wedding, can you? When
no. I mean, you could. You probably don't want to.
All right, Delta's going to stick around because...
we've got to ask her.
Well, sorry. Delta, would you mind sticking around?
I would love to stick around.
Very presumptuous of me, sorry.
Just tell the Uber to wait.
Yeah. We've got a very big surprise for Delta coming up. Husey's going to bring out one of his great talents.
Absolutely. Fantastic. I'm going to impress Delta even more than I already have, which is a lot, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. I'm blown away.
But let's face it, Husey having great talent will surprise everybody.
All right, don't go anywhere. It's Husey and Kate driving you home.
Husey. And Kate.
It's Husey and Kate driving you home this afternoon, still joining the studio and having lots of fun with the very lovely Delta Goodrum.
Now, speaking of fun, we always have to check in with you with your boyos.
Yeah. Go for it.
I think you've done well this time.
No, I'm single.
Oh, Delta!
She's trying to fish for something.
No, I thought you'd landed on a sweet flower this time.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But you've taken off again then. That's fine.
You're officially single.
Well, the thing is that...
What's the thing? Tell us the thing.
There's always a thing. Always...
What's the thing? It's complicated?
No.
If you had a
status
update, would it say complicated or would it say single?
No, not at all.
Say single.
I am. It's so much more simple than that. But like which one are you talking about?
I don't know.
I read...
What's the latest?
Maybe it was an old magazine.
What are you talking about?
Is he a
my guitarist?
About? I think so.
Yeah.
And what happened?
No. Well, he plays my guitar.
He plays
in my band, and he's playing in my band, and he's an awesome, you know, an awesome. Love having him part of the band.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And, good.
He's still part of the band.
Yes,
isn't he?
He is. Yeah. That was good. Yeah. All right. He's awesome.
Did I just fall for something that I read?
You can't be seen kissing somebody because you're married with a baby next week.
You're right.
Yeah, and that's
course,
really like, it's like.
All right, well, riddle me this.
That's why it's so hard, like, if you're at all like just seen out and you kiss somebody, I'm like, it can't just be a kiss.
It can't be.
No, a public kiss is
unless it's Hugh Sheridan.
On holidays.
Yes. So you know, a lot of girls have got certain rules. For instance, I'm like, I'm not an actor. I wouldn't go out with an actor.
I just think
you know, actors are stunning, but probably not for relationships. They're good for make believe. Musos, I would probably put in the same category because that's difficult.
Yep.
What have you got? Have you got any?
Do I have any off limit?
Yeah. Do you have any go? Oh, look, that's probably not a good idea. No, she doesn't.
No, I'm so about like the individual. I really
don't.
You
relax. She's a nice person.
No music.
She hangs around musicians the whole time.
I am. I'm around them all the time.
You're flying. You know?
It's really
and
like
kiss whoever you want to kiss.
Thank you. It'd be really nice if people could just say that to me. I'm like, it's all right. That's like really wrecking my real love life.
Well, that's it. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know if you know this about Husey, that he can't hum.
I can hum.
Okay, sorry. He can hum, but not to any tune that anyone can recognise. Like, I always thought everyone could hum as like the lowest you can set the musical bar.
Yeah.
So we're going to put it to the test.
Okay.
We've done it with Vance Joy
already. Yes, it's been a while.
Yes.
He was humming one of Vance Joy's songs.
Right. And Vance didn't.
Couldn't. But so
I'm
this is a great
honour.
And look,
he's
worked really hard. He's been practising in our office.
Come along, Husey.
All right, here we go.
All right, beautiful.
Right, so I'm going to hum one of your songs.
That's her professional judging face, by the way, where she's very positive. kind.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to hum one of your songs and you're going to get it probably within 3 seconds and we'll just get on with our days.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I think 3 seconds has elapsed.
Okay.
You got
keep
it.
Going, no. Keep going. Maybe these wings were made.
Was it the percussion? Was it the beat that gave it to you?
Well, the verse and the pre-chorus was terrible. Yeah. But I was like, it has to be one of my songs from you saying Vance's song. I was getting the clues. And then I was like, what song is he doing?
Out of interest, Jack, how long did that take?
For him to, it was about 15 to 20 seconds, I think, before we got
there. I thought we'd get there before I got to the heartbeat.
Did
I had
you?
To get to the heartbeat.
Why did you think that?
Because I'm very good at what I do. So, but you know what, Delta? I mean, it's you know, she got there eventually. You know?
Yeah.
So she shouldn't be, don't be too
totally
hard on
Miles
yourself.
Totally my fault here. Clearly.
Don't forget, Delta's hot new single, Think About You, is out now. Download it iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. Grab it right now, Delta. Thanks for coming in.
Love you so much.
And on that note,
we are out. Thursday, done and dusted. Back live and fresh, 4:30 tomorrow, Katie.
Absolutely.
Where do you get the podcast?
Oh, it's easy. Go to HuseyandKate.com.au. Get it right now.
Bye, all.
Bye. Husey and Kate, driving you home from their new home. From 4:30. So cool. Husey.